This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're back with Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch, and the Federal Reserve's 19-member rate-setting committee seems sharply divided over whether to lower borrowing costs again. This week's meeting could be contentious. Joining me now, Bankrate financial analyst Stephen Cates. Stephen, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
One of the big questions is about the data that the committee has. Are they lacking quite a bit due to the recent government shutdown?
They still are lacking quite a bit of data. We're going to get a little bit of information in just about 15 minutes on job openings, hiring rates, quits and layoffs. But we're not going to get new payrolls data until next week, and we're not going to get inflation data until even later next week.
So then what data is available to help shape this decision?
Well, there are some alternative data sources. So private companies that produce data like ADP, which does a lot of payroll reporting, those are available, and the Federal Reserve has done their best to collect as much data as they can of what's available. But those private sources are usually, they're helpful, but they're not a replacement for the official Bureau of Labor Statistics data that they want, and they're just not going to be getting it before this meeting.
Some Federal Reserve officials have been very outspoken in recent weeks. What should we read from that?
Well, it's been interesting. The last few Federal Reserve meetings, there has been more vocal disagreement, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. You know, differing opinions is certainly good for discussion. I think we're in a position in the economy where there's a lot of confusing data happening, and that's certainly being voiced by committee members. You know, nobody's hiding how they feel, which I think in some ways, from a transparency standpoint, is nice to see. But it does mean that there's more disagreement because it's a difficult decision. And we're going to see that borne out in this meeting today and tomorrow. And we'll probably see that there are some dissenting votes about exactly what the committee is going to do. And we'll get more information about that in the press conference afterwards.
Yeah, I've heard in the past the criticism that the committee has taken for being, you know, nearly unanimous in some of its decisions. However, how do markets react to all this if there is a visible divide in the central bank?
Well, you can see how markets react when we get differing sort of voices from the Federal Reserve, whether it's the governors, whether it's the regional Fed presidents across the country. You know, when Jerome Powell spoke at the last meeting, he said that the December rate cut is not a done deal. It's not set in stone. And you know, so don't anticipate that that's absolutely happening. And the market reacted slightly poorly for that. But then we saw afterwards, over the next few weeks, that more Fed officials mentioned that they were uncomfortable with the idea of a rate cut, and the market sold off over multiple days and multiple weeks. That kind of a reaction because it was against expectations, was not too surprised. You know, it was not unsurprising to see, but as we saw the odds of a rate cut, which we're certainly expecting tomorrow, improved, the market has recovered, there's a little bit more right with the world, so to speak.
How big of a test is this for Fed Chair Jerome Powell?
You know, he's going to be presiding over still three meetings in the new year in 2026. So this is not necessarily his swan song, but this is one of the meetings that his ability to build consensus within the committee members is going to be important, because it is going to be a bit of a tight vote. There are a lot of people who are leaning towards no cut. And if that happens, that's certainly going to be a bit of a surprise. Most people, and certainly the market, is expecting a cut today. So if he can build that consensus enough to produce the rate cut, then that's going to meet the market where it is. And then afterwards, he's probably going to, again, talk tough in the press conference about their ability to lean on the data and make decisions based on what they see.
I think it's kind of interesting because we're hearing from some of the Midwest Fed presidents that they kind of want to keep things unchanged at this point. So that will be very interesting. I guess before we let you go, give us just kind of a roundup of what you expect might happen and what are maybe the key things that this committee will be looking at in making their decision.
Well, they're certainly going to be looking at labor data. And one of the factors here in this decision is that labor data is far more available. There are more alternative sources from ADP and Revelio and many other private sources that are producing labor data to replace what we don't have from the official sources in October and November. The fact that those are available, it's hard to ignore those, but we don't have inflation data. We don't have the kind of replacement or alternative data to produce a good sense of what inflation has been doing over the last couple months. And so because labor is more in your face, it's more available, and it's right there, and it's certainly talked about very actively within the nation and from the administration, there is pressure to cut rates than there is to try to maintain them and try to fight inflation. So although affordability is a big conversation point, the cooling job market and people's dissatisfaction with how hard it is to get a job is certainly front and center.
Stephen, thank you so much for breaking this down for us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
That is Bankrate financial analyst Stephen Cates joining us this morning here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.